Thrive at www.survive2thrive.net. That's survive2thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will hopefully be back soon. He's on sabbatical right now. Hawk is sitting in for him on Fridays. Hawk is also doing the show on Thursdays. Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays. Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These times are hard for many, and being prepared is becoming more and more important. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. With health in mind, this show's sponsor, EnerHealth Botanicals, has added over 40 liquid herbal combinations for all of your ills. They are high quality and give real results. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network and your own health. With good health, we all fare better in all the roles we play in life. Go to www.survive2thrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R. F as in Frank, O-O-D as in dog.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product will extend the life of your stored food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. When you get the nutrients you need, you tend to eat less, and what is more, it has a two-year shelf life. Also, take a look at their organic cocoa and coffee, as well as their other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners, and these are often changing, so be sure to tune in frequently for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on this show is truly helpful. We want to help you all to stay healthy and informed, so that you can better serve your family and community today and in these ever-changing times. Thank you for listening.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2011, the year of our Lord. For those of you taking notes, the website is watchmanscry.com. By the way, folks, did you notice the date that I just cited? March 22nd? The third month of the year, the 22nd day, 3-2-2. Interesting number, isn't it? And I believe that number represents a number that is favored and cherished by the participants of the dark arts. 3-2-2 is the number that Skull and Bones seems to like. George W. Satanic Illuminati Connections. 3-2-2, March 22nd. A date highly favored by the elite, the satanic offspring who slither about on this planet. George Bush invaded Iraq in 2003 during this time period. And here we are invading Libya again in the same time period. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so, folks. I think that this evil fallen world that is occupied by dark lords, evil rulers, mad hatters who love the thought of human sacrifice on the altar of war, they want depopulation. And it's been told to us by those that erected the Georgia Guidestones that the population, the goal of the Earth's depopulation was half a billion people. And here's another interesting piece of information, folks. The Georgia Guidestones were also erected on 3-2-2. So here we are. What does that mean? What do you think, folks? The puppet master wars that are now upon us? Are they planning chaos? Is this engineered catastrophes that we are witnessing right now? Is it possible that humans can be involved to the point where they just mess everything up and break all the toys all over the world? Can it be so? Do the elite really exist, making plans for the world's future in a smoke-filled room, sitting around, smoking cigars? You bet they do, folks. Most people refuse to believe it, and they say, that's a conspiracy. We don't want to hear that. That's not true. That's a Hollywood movie. I remember when the term New World Order was also a conspiracy theory, and people made fun of you for believing it. You remember that, folks? Just 5 years ago, 10 years ago? I remember just in the last several years, some individuals would call in to talk radio shows. They would call in to Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and say, how come you never talk about the New World Order? And, of course, they were quickly hung up on and then insulted after they were off the lines. Those nutcases, the New World Order doesn't exist. That's a conspiracy theory. But so much for denial, huh, folks? Because most of those that are in denial now are unemployed. And now they're on food stamps. And why is that? That's because the so-called conspiracy theory of the New World Order is now dismantling America, the Western world. They're dismantling the world right now. They're destroying the world right now, the world's economy. It's a planned demolition. And many who still have no clue that their job has been exported are going to find out soon that when their unemployment benefits run out, that their job will not be replaced. And their job was sent to Malaysia. Compliments of the New World Order. And even though some individuals may believe that the recovery is coming, the jobs are going to return, you know, folks, the news continues to say constantly, the recovery is here, it's coming. The experts have all decided, they agree, and these experts, of course, are smart men because they have certificates hanging on their walls, so they must know what they're talking about. But what recovery are they talking about? What kind of jobs are they talking about? You know, folks, in a second and in a third world country, there's jobs to behold. Jobs to wait on the rich tourists who come from other countries to vacation. So the jobs are going to be service jobs, maids, janitors, cleaning up the rooms for the rich ones, the rich foreigners, tourists who come from other countries, flipping burgers and keeping them happy. That's the future of America. The future of America is that the wealth is going to be taken away from here and relocated to other parts of the world. The season is upon us, folks. The season of change. Is that the one that Obama promised us? No, not his change. But we're in a season of change unlike any that any American has ever anticipated. And also other residents of this planet. We are in a season of judgment right now, my friends. And I say that word a lot. I know I do. But I have to say it, folks, because that's what my job is. My job is to announce the judgment and also to include information of what to expect. And this information is not always fun to hear. I will admit that, folks. It's not joyful and it's not cheerful to announce that great changes are coming. It's not happy. It doesn't make me happy to announce that the nation I grew up in, apple pie and baseball, is no longer going to be the nation that I grow old in, if I'm even in this nation to experience that. It's no fun, folks. I loved the baseball games when I was growing up. Putting my hand to my chest and singing the Star Spangled Banner and seeing the Jets fly over. I love it, folks, but those days are behind us. And I know there are still others that are walking around pretending, and they still attend those seasonal things. They attend the sporting events and the entertainment events, the venues by Hollywood and the celebrities. But those people are pretending. And my job is to announce what is coming, my friends. And I'm not the only one. There are many other voices out there trying to share what's coming. And to anyone that still wants to remain in denial after what we have been witnessing the last few weeks, you know, folks, I don't know. Maybe some people will never get it. Maybe some people will never wake up. But if you happen to be a new listener, if you happen to have been invited by a friend of yours or a family member and you were told, hey, listen to this program. This person shares some interesting things. I'm not here just to be a gloom and doomer just for the sake of that, my friend. I am here to share the truth so that everyone that's listening, and that includes you, will know what you can expect in the future, in the next few months, in the next few years. Folks, we're there. It is beyond denial to those that have their eyes open that we're there. And again, if you are a new listener and you want to hear more about this information of what's coming, I have been archiving many of these programs, and they're located at my website at watchmanscry.com, and you can go there, listen to the audio messages, and get caught up on what to expect. Also, I have other articles and messages to explain the present calendar. Now, last night, I just released and uploaded my latest sermon message, and it's located at my website. And my friends, those of you that are regular listeners that regularly tune in and listen to these messages, I want to challenge you and I want to invite you to please go to my website and listen to my latest sermon audio message. It's number 161. It's on the front page, or you can go to the audio page and listen to it. And it's called Radiation Highway, John the Baptist and the Jackal. And my friends, if there's any message that I would encourage anybody to listen to, if they happen to be downtrodden and discouraged and sorrowful, and some of the pressures of recent events are really starting to weigh upon you, and I know that some of you really, really want to stay abreast of all the information, but at times it is a hard load to bear. It's hard to hear this information constantly. But if we can have that information and also have the encouragement and the peace of God, then you won't be fazed. And you will be able to endure, and you will be able to be strong, and you will be able to be an example to your loved ones, to your family members, and to those around you. So please go there and listen to it. I have a message that will challenge. And folks, I will make this promise. If you listen to it with attentive ears and you allow the words in there to radiate in your heart, I promise you, my friends, that God will bless you and He'll give you peace. So please do that. Now, are we at the very height of the bad news that's happening right now? You know, a few weeks ago I had my message released, One Bad Day. It was a simulation of a nuclear attack. I believe that came out on the 8th of March. And when I released that program, little did I know, my friends, that just a week later, 10 days later, Japan was going to have the massive earthquake and tsunami, and then radiation would be on the front pages of world news. Folks, I didn't know that, but this is what I did know. I knew that the Holy Spirit was prompting me to do that program and to get the thought of dealing with an emergency of this on this scale with everyone. So that's what I did. And now here we are dealing with the actual thoughts. How are we going to walk through this next test, this next trial? How are we going to endure if that radiation cloud comes over the United States in high concentrations? Now, already, we all know that several blasts of radiation have crossed the Pacific, and they've entered the United States. They've even made it to the eastern shore of America and gone off into the Atlantic. Some has gone to the Caribbean, and those of you in Europe, it's headed your way. And we are told by those in the media, don't worry, folks, it's not that bad. It's nothing worse than a CAT scan, or it's less than an X-ray or a chest X-ray. If you have your teeth X-ray, don't worry. So everyone just calm down and go back to sleep, basically. You know, folks, it's amazing. The news media will come up with different inventions of man and accuse these inventions of endangering the planet, like hairspray. You remember that, folks, several years back? Aerosol is going to destroy the world. and everyone got scared, and everyone was afraid of their hairspray. The big hair that the ladies had several decades ago. You ladies, those of you that were old enough to remember this, we loved your big hair, those of us that are old enough to remember, but now the hairspray is bad. And then in addition to the hairspray, we heard that the mufflers of those big cars are endangering the planet. Shame on you that have those big SUVs. Those of you that have those huge vehicles that guzzle gas, you're endangering this planet. Don't you know how evil you are and selfish? We heard those claims, didn't we, folks? We heard those accusations and we heard that condemnation. But now we actually have radiation going into the sky and floating across the Pacific Ocean, hitting Alaska, hitting Hawaii, entering Canada, and now it's entering America, and we are told not to worry about it. Now, who are we supposed to listen to now, folks? Are they going to tell us the real truth? And if a blast of that radiation does exit those reactors, if one of those reactors gives off a puff of deadly, deadly dosage of radiation and it crosses the Pacific, are they going to sound the horns, those tsunami horns? Are those going to go off at the coast of California and Oregon and Washington? Are they going to do the emergency broadcast alert on your TV set and on the radio? Makes you wonder, huh, folks? Last Wednesday on the 16th of March, we had radiation enter Washington, and then we also had it enter California. And 2 days went by, maybe even 3 days, before it was retro news. By the way, folks, radiation went by, but don't worry, it wasn't bad. And, you know, folks, with that kind of pattern, are we really supposed to trust that they're telling us the truth? When Chernobyl happened, the official story was just a handful of workers got sick and ill and died. But it was just a handful, maybe 30, 40, 50, but that was it. And that's what we were told, folks. But even today, we know according to true history and to those that live in that area, it's a different story. Here we are almost 25 years later. It's a different story. People can't even sell sheep from that area because it's radiated. You can't pick mushrooms out of the forest in those areas because it's radiated. But don't worry. It's not really bad for you. And that's the absurd claim that was made by Ann Coulter recently when she was speaking to Bill O'Reilly. She actually had the gall to say that radiation is good for you and it'll burn out all the bad things inside of you. So the people are getting too paranoid. A few days ago, I was listening to Fox News and there was Shepard Smith on the news. "I'm in Tokyo," he said, "and it's not bad here. And I have been hearing a report that people in California, Oregon, Washington, across the country, they're buying potassium iodide and they're getting paranoid. They're panicking. This is really pitiful. This is really sad. This is just people just, they're not very smart." Basically, Mr. Shepard Smith was insulting all of you folks because he knows. I guess when he starts glowing and his hair starts falling out and his fingernails and teeth start getting loose and he starts getting nauseous and he can't report in for his news reports because he's sitting on the toilet with diarrhea, maybe he'll have second thoughts about it. And you know, folks, this is what I want to really emphasize. We do not know how bad it's really going to be because the news is not going to tell us the truth. So it's going to be up to every one of you to be vigilant and to be able to follow with your own efforts what the truth is. My friends, they're not going to tell you the truth out there. It's going to be downplayed. And we will be made to look like a bunch of nincompoops, a bunch of illiterates, a bunch of people who don't know science, a bunch of people who are panicking and paranoid. But you know, folks, I would rather be concerned. And if the term that they want to accuse me of is paranoid, I would rather be paranoid and save the health of my children's future and protect it rather than listen to them. So I want to encourage every one of you, if you happen to have friends at work that are downplaying it or family members that are downplaying it, and they say, well, the news said it came in through California last weekend and it really wasn't that bad. Folks, possibly that first blast that came through wasn't that bad. And actually, when you think about it, that first blast that came through was from the very first explosion that occurred. And how many explosions have happened in the reactors since then? 2, 3, 4, 5? I lost count. How many fires have there been where the rods, the zirconium rods, fuel rods, have been catching on fire or actually putting out steam, radiated exhaust, radiated smoke, because the pools, the water in the pools keeps evaporating? Folks, there's a lot of poison that is being released right now in Japan, and I just want to encourage you, folks, hang in there, stay in your vigilance, maintain the vigilance that you are doing, and I want to encourage you, if you happen to be doing that, perhaps, maybe you don't need to tell certain people. If they're going to be insulting you, just keep it to yourself. But some of the measures that we need to take are going to be found with research and information, and there's a lot of research to be done. After I did the program last week when I had Steve Sinclair and Darren as guests explaining some of the nutritional supplements that you can take to build up your immune system, I received some emails from some individuals that said, well, what if you're allergic to iodine? What do you do then? Or what if you're on a Synthroid drug for your thyroid? What do you do then because you can't take iodine? Or what if you have an allergy to iodine? And by the way, if you have an allergy to iodine, folks, most likely you already know it because you can't eat shellfish and oysters and those type of things or even seafood. So, folks, I do want to preface a lot of the suggestions that I have shared on this program by saying please consult your physician if you have some doubts. So this isn't the pharmacy and the exact endorsed by the FDA advice that you're going to hear, but are they going to give you the perfect advice? So you see, folks, a lot of research has to be done. Get familiar with Google. Start Googling the questions that you have. So if you have any questions, most likely someone on a blog or on a forum has built a web page and has talked about it, because right now this is one of the number one stories in the world right now. So, you know, folks, it's real interesting that the season that we are in right now is in that timeline of 3-2-2. And I saw an article by Gerald Celente just last night where he said that the coalition of the willing that George W. got together to invade Iraq actually got together and invaded during the time of 3-2-2, March the 3rd of 03, which was, I believe, 8 years ago. And isn't it interesting it's happening again, 3-2-2, at the same time? And I did some research about 3-2-2, and it's interesting that there are some individuals that have tried to put the pieces together, and I have an article right here about 3-2-2. Let me just share some of it. It says March 22nd is the first day of the satanic calendar. The night of March 21st is the spring equinox, also known as, I can't read this word, it's a German word, in black magic practicing satanic covens. So apparently last night was a very important date for the Satanists last night. It's the most powerful night of the year for casting spells and conjuring demons, according to arch-Satanist Anton LaVey's writings and teaching, as well as being taught in his Satanic Bible. So, folks, we're right there in that envelope of time that the Dark Ones, the Dark Lords, like. The night of March 21st, 22nd, also the day of 3-2-2, is simply the highest black Sabbat on the Satanist calendar. Why? It symbolizes the annual return and rule of Mars, the pagan god of death, war, hate, etc., and who is the antithesis of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua. It is a celebrated date of rebirth of the coming sun god, the son of the morning, also known as Lucifer. The beginning of spring and the rule of Lucifer, the sun. A And folks, look what it says right here. Thousands of innocent children are ritually sacrificed and murdered on this date worldwide. Wow. And as well, this is what the alchemist Fulcanelli was referencing. He said it was the date where alchemy, the code word for black magic, begins. So we're right there, folks. Right now, March the 22nd. And, you know, folks, I do not acknowledge their satanic date. That satanic date, to me as a Christian, I do not care about. But the dark ones, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, all the Satanists, the Covens, the Pagans, and those in the New World Order, the elite, who seem to worship their false god Molech and Baal, do put credence in this satanic date. So right now, we're in that envelope of time that's very dark. So say a prayer for yourself and your family, folks. Be wise, be vigilant, but that's where we are right now. We're in dark days, my friends. We are in the time of spiritual challenges. We're in the time where we need to be very, very concerned, awake, and we just need to have our eyes open, my friends. We cannot afford to be walking around in the dark. And it's really sad that so many are walking around in the dark, but that's their choice. And we can't change their minds. So, folks, for us, we do have a choice. And, you know, folks, whether or not we know that judgment is happening right now, whether or not we know that God's hand is plowing over the earth right now, it's not going to stop his judgment, and it's not going to prevent all of our participation. My friend, that includes you. This is not a production where you need to have a ticket to enter, and by not having a ticket, a person gets excused. It's not the way it is, folks. Every one of us by default is going to have mandatory attendance. Why is that? Because this is going to be a planet-wide event. It's going to be a worldwide shaking. And this shaking is going to challenge even the mightiest among us, my friends. The mightiest. The strongest. Those that even consider themselves the remnant of God and close to God. It's going to challenge all of us. It's going to challenge you. It's going to bring tears to the strongest and sorrow to the lowly. So, what do we do? Do we ignore it? Do we sign up to Charlie Sheen's Twitter page and just forget about everything happening? You know, folks, to be in denial, that's going to only prolong inner fears that are inside of us. Fears caused by inattention to our spiritual condition. So that's not what I would encourage you to do, my friends. Denial does not make you stronger. And the Bible has said over and over, we can find it in the book of Revelation, those that, in fact, this is in Matthew, they that endure to the end shall be saved, but in Revelation it says that those that overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. To be able to have the word of the testimony and the blood of the Lamb, that's not just a verbal proclamation, my friends. That is spiritual homework. And in order for us to endure with strength, we need to get strong now, my friends. We need to get strong in the spirit now. And getting strong does not happen automatically. Getting strong does not happen while you're asleep. Getting strong doesn't happen while you're sitting in front of the TV, surfing different comedy shows. Getting strong spiritually, my friends, only happens one way, and that's by action. That's it. It's by us doing our part. It's by making changes. It's by making spiritual adjustments. It's by us doing what we're supposed to do, doing what we really know we're supposed to be doing. My friends, I also want to say this. In order to get strong, that means that we need to be willing to do some changes inside of us, which means forsaking some of the things that we're used to doing, forsaking some of the habits that we have, forsaking some of the hobbies that we have, forsaking going to the places that sometimes we like to go. We have to do that, folks. It's up to us. It's up to you. Well, there's the music. The break is here. And after the break, we're going to talk about a few words of prophecy that I want to share of events that are coming. And then we're also going to talk more about the nuclear challenge that we have. We'll see you in a few minutes. Don't go away, folks.
All right, now we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, ask him what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
And she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Leal here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, the year of our Lord. And before the break, we were talking about the challenges that we are going to need to face as far as becoming vigilant, informed, notified, and actually putting our actions to our words, to our beliefs. Folks, most likely the majority of you are grown-ups and you have families. You have loved ones that depend on you and count on you for protection, for provision, for sustenance. Most likely there's a lot of you that have children that count on you for wisdom and insight. I hope also that there are others that count on you for spiritual knowledge and nourishment. And if you have not been doing that to the level that you should have been doing, perhaps if you're a father and you have not been the example to your house, to your wife, to your family, if you've had some shortcomings and you've made some mistakes in front of them, around them, you know, folks, tomorrow is a new day. And God can forgive. God can give us a new start, and God can give you a new start. And I want to challenge you, if basically we could sum your life up as a train wreck, my friend, I want to encourage you not to give up. I want to encourage you to make a new start. And in order to do that, many times, one of the first steps is to be honest with those around you, with your loved ones, with your family, with your children, your wife, your parents, whoever you're around. If you've offended them and you've been sinful in front of them, if you've made decisions that really hurt them, my friends, during the time of God's judgment is a time of spiritual renewal, spiritual restoration. And that's the challenge. It's also a part of my message. And that is this. God has made it clear over and over as I have sought him in prayer to announce and to share and to warn and encourage and admonish all those that will listen to also know this. He is willing to have his hand of protection over those that are willing to come to him in submission and in repentance. So let me put it in layman's terms right now, my friend. Let's say some of you are having an affair right now, or you moved out of your house because you lost your senses and you allowed the carnal desires to control you, and maybe you're sitting in a hotel room, maybe you're sitting in a car, maybe you've just made some decisions that are not wise, and you know deep inside that you're going in the wrong direction. I want to challenge you, my friend, turn around, come back, knock on the door of your home, knock on the doors of your wife and your children, and apologize, repent to them, and tell them that you are sorry, that you messed up. In order to do that, you also have to do some other radical things. That means you make a phone call to the people you're not supposed to be partnered with, and you need to do some changes. Folks, I'm saying some things right now that most pulpits won't even say. Most pastors won't bring this up. They want to sugarcoat everybody's life and tell you that the genie in the bottle, Santa Claus, Jesus, will give you whatever you want, no matter what you're doing in your life. And you know what, folks? That is not the truth. It does matter what you're doing in your life. And it's time now to make some changes. I just wanted to throw that out there because I know that there's a lot of people listening. And there's some food for thought, my friends. Take it to God in prayer. And I hope that he will take that seed and let it be in your heart and challenge you. Okay, now, before I share some of the news, I also want to share real quick a prophetic word that God gave to me when I was praying last Thursday on March the 10th. Now, many times when I'm in my prayer closet and I'm seeking God, the Holy Spirit will share some things and I will write them down. I'll put them in my journal. And many times I'll just hold on to them and stick them either on my website eventually or I'll add them to an upcoming message. So the Holy Spirit gave me a prophetic word last Thursday, and I wrote it down. And when I came back into the house, I told my wife, God gave me a prophetic word, dear. And she said, well, stick it up on the website. And I didn't do it, folks. So I was late. And by the way, I want to apologize for that because when I share what this word was, it looks like I should have put it up, but I didn't. But I'm going to share it now because possibly not all of it is fulfilled. But this is basically what it said. God was saying that he is going to begin to move very, very mightily upon the entire earth. He was going to shake the earth. And then he said, the time has come for the alarm to be raised, for the warning bells to be raised, for the voices to shout from the housetops that his judgment is on the earth. And then the Holy Spirit said, I am about to do some mighty things in the heavens and some strange things in the sky. And everyone's going to see it across the four winds of this earth. There's no excuse to deny his power. So that's the word that he gave me, my friends. And when I wrote that down, I went to sleep. The next day, I forgot about it on Friday, and then Japan had the earthquake, and then we had the release of the radiation. So this is what I'm wondering, and I'm not saying for sure. I don't know, folks, because a lot of times when God gives me a prophetic word, I don't always know every part of it. The Bible says we only know in part and prophesy in part. So he hands out the gifts to a lot of people. He doesn't let just one person have it. So what I'm wondering is when the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to do some mighty things in the heavens, and strange things in the sky, I'm wondering, does that mean the radiation cloud? That part I do not know, folks. So if the radiation cloud is part of it, that means this is part of God's judgment. And if it is part of God's judgment, this is what really, really gets my concern. This is what has my concern. And it is this, folks. When God judges a people and a land, he does it in a way that the confidence of the people is totally removed, and all they can do is to be stripped down to nothing. God strips away their might. He strips away their confidence. He strips away their wealth and their self-confidence, the fortresses that they have made for themselves. God allows his judgment to react in the land in such a way that there can be no denial that without his remedy, there is no, absolutely no survival. And when we look at this radiation situation, folks, this thing is a mighty, mighty event. This thing is catastrophic. When you look at how it occurred to Japan, the land shook. A volcano went off on the same day, by the way, in the nation of Japan. A tsunami ravaged the northeastern shore of Japan. And then the nuclear reactor had its problems. A 1, 2, 3, 4 punch, and now we're living with the aftermath. Now it looks like Japan could be actually facing a very, very heavy economic challenge for its own survival. Is this going to be the event that actually brings Japan down? Well, if we look at the fortitude of in the natural of the Japanese people, in the natural, they are a hard-working people, and they recovered from the Nagasaki and Hiroshima bombs after a few years. So I don't know, folks, but then again, were they full of debt like they are now? Was their GDP versus debt at such an incredible number? I believe it's 200% debt versus GDP. I don't know, folks. A lot of their companies and factories are shutting down because they can't get parts. They cannot get delivery. They can't get flights for parts. So Japan is being judged right now. Let me just say that. It is obvious that Japan is under the judging hand of God. Why is it happening to Japan? That part I don't know, folks. I'm not a watchman for Japan. Perhaps there's a Christian in Japan that does know the details. Is it for some of the sins they committed during World War II or since then? Or is it because that they are, for the most part, an anti-Christian nation? I don't know. But it is obvious that Japan is under judgment right now. That's not politically correct to say, I know. I know that CNN wouldn't say that in confidence. By the way, world, Japan's under God's judgment. I know that the world would reject such a notion, but that's what it is, folks. There can be no denial that that's what it is. Now, I've heard some reports that there are conspiracy theories of why Japan had the earthquake, whether it was HAARP, or I actually heard another report that said it was a nuclear bomb that was buried down at the bottom of the ocean where the plate shifted and it went off, and that's what caused it. So it was man that did it. But here's the part that we cannot forget, folks. Even if man was involved in this thing, God allowed it to happen. And because of the results of the calamity and destruction, God has allowed it to hit them in such a hard, hard way. So it's God's judgment. So getting back to that, Japan is under judgment. New Zealand is obviously under judgment because of Christchurch's earthquake. Before that, we had Australia under judgment. We had Haiti. We can go backwards in time and see, one by one, different parts of the world experiencing earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, drought, wildfires, flooding, crop failures. Folks, one by one, God is moving his hand upon the nations of this earth, and God has his cup of iniquity, and it has been lifted up, and each nation has been told that they are going to drink the cup of their iniquity, and they cannot push it from their lips because God's indignation is sure, and his hand is powerful. So if Japan is under judgment and the United States is under judgment, could God use that radiation cloud to go into the sky and get more concentrated and whiffed upon and cross the Pacific Ocean and enter America and like the angel of death selectively fall on certain households, on certain people? Could that happen, folks? Indeed it could. I have shared over the past few years, the Holy Spirit has made this very evident. He said, right now, we cannot afford to be goofing off. And he led me at one time to the book of Ezekiel when the angels were told to mark those that sigh and cry for the sins of their land, for those that have grief and sorrow when they see all of the sin occurring upon their land. And those that do find grief in the sins around them, mark them. The angels were told to mark them in the book of Ezekiel. And then another angel came through, and everyone else that was not marked basically got whacked in judgment. So my friends, right now I want to challenge this. That's why I was saying if you're an adulterer, you need to repent and stop it. You need to come to the cross of Jesus and find forgiveness and knock off that activity that you're doing, and then ask God for mercy, and then get marked by Him, protected by Him. If that radiation cloud comes over the United States, my friends, how are you going to be protected? Well, I'll take a pill, Nathan, potassium iodide, and I should be fine. And that's true to a point. It can protect to a point. But my friends, in addition to that, if we're under judgment, you do not want to be taking chances. You do not want to be taking a chance with your soul and with your health. So I want to also challenge all of you, my friends, let's get marked. Right now, it's the season for us to prepare. And if God's judgment is coming, He could use that cloud as the sword upon this nation. Also, what is it going to do to the crops? What's it going to do to the food, the collection of food, your future of food? A lot of things to think about, my friends. So the spiritual measure, the spiritual challenge of preparation is not to be taken lightly. It's not just citing one verse in the Bible. It's not just a little 10-second prayer every few days. My friends, it's time for spiritual renewal right now. And again, that's why I was saying, go to my website and listen to message 161 about John the Baptist, and that one is about spiritual renewal, folks. I challenge you to do that. And getting back to that prophetic word that the Holy Spirit shared with me, God is going to do some mighty things in the heavens and strange things in the sky. So is that the radiation cloud He's talking about? I don't know, but I'm sharing it now with all of you. In addition to that, I also had two prophetic dreams, and I want to share these real quick as well. In the first prophetic dream, I saw a church that I used to attend many, many years ago, and it was on fire. And without going into detail of the dream, basically this is what the dream meant. The church is on fire right now. The judging fire of God is going to come upon His church. That means us, my friends, if we're followers of Jesus. And when His judging hand comes upon the church, it is going to do one of two things. It's going to consume those that are full of the world. It's going to consume those that are not living right. And that consumption might take a variety of identities. It might play out in different ways. But God's doing that to purge His church. So maybe perhaps some of you do need purging. Maybe perhaps some of you do need to be stripped of some of the things in your life that have caused you to have idolatry. I don't know what it is, folks, but that's what's coming. That's the season that's coming. So the conclusion of this prophetic dream was this. We all need to get separated to God. We need to separate ourselves and take our spiritual walk with Him to a new level and separate ourselves away from the world. So that needs to happen, my friends, because the judgment on the church is going to be coming. And I believe that in the next few months, in the coming weeks, the remainder of this year and into next year, we're going to see more challenges occur to Christians. Now, does that mean persecution? I don't know, folks, but the fires of judgment are upon the church. So remember that I'm saying this right here, March the 22nd, 2011. On top of that, the final prophetic dream I wanted to share was an event is going to be coming. I don't know the exact details, but this is who it's going to entail. Our military is going to be mistreated by members of our government legislation, right-wing part of government. That means either the Senate or the legislators are going to make some choices that are going to hurt our military. It's not going to go over well, and I don't know if that's going to mean budget cuts or if that's going to mean taking away some of the benefits, but an event is going to come that is going to be, and when it happens, folks, it's not going to be the Democrats' fault. It's going to be the Republicans' fault. It's going to be their choice to do it, and it's not going to go over well. It's going to make our military very upset, confused, mad, and angry. Now, let me just cover some of the other news while I still have a few remaining minutes. The home sales in the nation are down once again, folks. They're down. The sales of houses are down, and it's one of the worst numbers they've had in almost a decade. So in spite of the good news of the recovery, well, the numbers tell a different story. And even though the news says not to worry and they try to sprinkle this news with sugar, and then even though they try to shellac the news and coat it with all these sprinklies that look good and then put it on a carousel and spin it, they try to spin the story, folks. What do you have after you spin around on a carousel? You get dizzy. And whenever a person is dizzy, the ground looks like the sky, doesn't it? And that's what they're going to be doing. That's what they do. They take this news, spin it, and try to make it look generous and good and positive. Folks, we're under judgment right now, and we have to get hold up. We have to put out our seatbelts and get that tether to God, the spiritual tether, my friends. Also, in addition to that, we also have the United States has entered the third theater of war in the world. Iraq has been going on for 8 years since 2003. And, of course, we've had 3 years before that, the Afghanistan war. So we're in 11 years of that one. So it's 10 or 11, I believe, for Afghanistan. And now here we are in Libya. In the last several days, we have a new coalition that has formed with the Italians, the French, the Britons, and a variety of other nations. And now we're in Libya, folks. The United Nations passed the resolution for a no-fly zone, but that resolution has been interpreted as bomb Libya to kingdom come and destroy Libya and do regime change in Libya, and that's what we've been doing. Over the past few days, we've fired over 100 Tomahawk cruise missiles into Libya, and also, in the last several days, we've already lost one plane. It's a F-15 plane. And get this, folks. Whenever a plane is shot down by us, we say we shot down a plane of the enemy. Whenever our planes get shot down by the enemy, it's called mechanical failure. So that's what's being reported right now. We had mechanical failure in our F-15, and another story said the warplane made a crash landing in Libya. The pilots ejected safely, and the insurgents found them, so they were returned safely. But we've already lost one plane, folks, so chalk it up. If anyone's keeping score, I believe the French have destroyed four tanks. So destruction and broken toys are happening in Libya now, folks, but that's not going over very well in our Congress, because how many noticed that Obama did not get on TV, and he didn't say, I am going to get the endorsement of Congress before we do this? No, my friends. Our president seems to believe that acting unilaterally all by himself is his record. And I guess since he's a pharaoh and a king, that's the way that you would do it. But traditionally, a president should involve the other branches of government, namely the legislative branch, and he asked Congress to approve this war. But that's not what has happened. So now we have the House of Representatives Speaker, John Bonner, has called for him to explain what is he doing over there. He said the president doesn't have a king's army, so he better let us know what his plans are. In addition to that, we have House Democrats that want to impeach him for calling this war. And I believe I have it right here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's 6 or 7 Democrats, including Dennis Kucinich, who they want him to be impeached because he's declared a war. And, of course, it's not a declaration of war, but he has our soldiers on the ground, which, by the way, is happening too. We have soldiers over there, folks. To recover the F-15 that crashed, we need soldiers to go over there, pick it up, and put it on a truck and bring it back. So we have soldiers on the ground. But our congressmen on both sides of the aisle are not very happy. In addition to that, we have the United Nations who voted on this UN resolution now are not very happy that it's occurring, and Russia is now saying that we need to stop the airstrikes immediately. They characterize, Vladimir Putin characterized the airstrikes as a medieval crusade. And he also went on to say this, folks. He is warning that this is why these type of attacks have drove Russia to build up their defenses against NATO. So now we have the saber rattling starting. Russia's not very happy, folks. They're not happy. On top of that, China has stated emphatically that we should stop the invasion. We need to do a ceasefire immediately. So China's very unhappy. And guess who else is unhappy? North Korea, Mr. Kim Jong. But, of course, do we care what he thinks, folks? So, you know, folks, I am not endorsing this invasion. Of course, I do not agree with what Libya was doing with their citizens. I don't agree with what Gaddafi was doing. But we do not need a third war right now on a third front, in a third theater. We can't afford it. But how bad is this going to get? How lingering is this going to get? At latest report, the United States said, we're not going to stay there. We're going to hand off the control of this war, the leadership, to somebody else. But no one can decide who the leader is going to be. France at first said they wanted to, but now I think they're backing down. Britain's not sure. So the events in Libya are not going to bode well, folks. And here's in summary, here's the big concern about the situation. Have we just witnessed the beginning phases of World War III, folks? Are the nations of the world picking sides? I don't know, my friends, but the future looks very, very challenging and grim. And while I've been coming to this program week after week on every Tuesday, those of you that are following the news can attest and also witness that and agree that every week that we meet, there's another major catastrophe or emergency or crisis in the world. Folks, next week we're going to be facing another one, and then the following week there's going to be another one. So this thing is going to continue to play out, folks. The judgment's here. The train is here. It's arriving. And I want to challenge all of you to continue your spiritual renewal. Now, I was going to talk about some of the research on radiation that explains how radiation can be damaging. And lately there's been so many new terms of rads and sieverts and REMs and microsieverts and millisieverts. And, you know, folks, I want to challenge all of you to, when you're researching, because I don't have time to talk about all of it right now, but research radiation damage. Research rad damage and radiation damage to a human and Google it, and a lot of websites will come up that will explain what the different levels mean. Because, as you well know, a lot of the monitors that we can look at and the maps across the country are in gamma rays. They talk about beta and alpha and their rays and energies and isotopes, and it's hard to keep track of what means what. So I want to challenge you to do that research for yourself. I have just a few minutes remaining before the program's over. I want to say real quick, folks, if you appreciate this program, we appreciate your support. Our website is watchmanscry.com. Web address. Watchmanscry.com. Our physical address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. Folks, once again, please go to my website and listen to message 161. It will bless you and it will really challenge you. Folks, stay safe, do your research, stay vigilant, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.